On April 10, 1997, the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver affirmed Judge C. The court took exception to his ban on hair evidence, but agreed that Ron Williamson had been wrongly convicted. With a new trial in order, Ron's case was moved to the Capital Trial Division of the Indigent Defense System, where the new director, Mark Barrett, supervised a team of 8 lawyers. Because of the complexity of the case, and because of his experience with Ron, he assigned the case to himself. The initial truckload of materials he received filled 16 boxes. In May 1997, Mark and Janet Chesley drove to McAllister to see the client. Janet's role was to reintroduce Mark to Ron. They had last seen each other in 1988, shortly after Ron arrived in F. Cell House and Mark was assigned his first appeal. Though he knew Janet and Kim Marks and most of the indigent appellate lawyers, and though he'd heard many rumors and tales of Ron and his adventures on death row, Mark was still startled at his condition. In 1988, Ron was 35 years old, weighed 220 pounds, and had an athletic build, confident walk, dark hair, and a baby face. 9 years later, he was 43 and could easily have passed for 65. After a year in the SCU, he was still gaunt, pale, disheveled, ghost-like, and obviously very sick. But he was able to remain engaged through a long conversation about his case. He rambled at times and drifted off into monologues that made no sense whatsoever. But for the most part, he knew what was going on and where his case was headed. Mark explained that DNA testing would compare Ron's blood, hair, and saliva samples with the hair and semen found at the crime scene, and that the conclusion would be certain, guaranteed, foolproof. DNA doesn't lie. Ron showed no hesitation. In fact, he was eager to have the testing done.
"I am innocent," he said over and over, "and I have nothing to hide."
Mark Barrett and Bill Peterson agreed that Ron should be evaluated to determine his mental competency. They also agreed on DNA testing. Peterson pushed hard for DNA because he was convinced it would finally nail Ron. The testing would have to wait, however, because Mark Barrett's austere budget wouldn't allow it. The cost was initially expected to be about $5,000, money that would not be available for a few months. It would eventually cost much more than the first estimate. Instead, Mark went to work on the competency hearing. He and his rather lean staff compiled Ron's medical records. They located a psychologist who reviewed the records, interviewed Ron, and was willing to travel to Ada to testify. After 2 trips to the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, a 1-year layover in Judge C's office, a 2-year stop at the Tenth Circuit in Denver, 2 useless but required visits to the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, and a truckload of routine filings back and forth among all these various courts, the matter of the state of Oklahoma versus Ronald Keith Williamson had now returned home. It was back in Ada, 10 years after 4 cops surrounded him, shirtless and shaggy and tinkering with a lawnmower with only 3 wheels, and arrested him for murder.